House Bill 239 affects 66 sections of Utah Code. It makes several changes to different aspects of Utah's juvenile justice system in order to reduce the number of low-level and first-time youth offenders being admitted to youth detention facilities. Representative Lowry Snow, the bill's primary sponsor, says the bill may have been one of the largest passed in its legislative session, and that its implementation could take 1 to 2 years. The committee overseeing the bill's implementation, chaired by Snow, has held 3 public hearings explaining the bill during the last month, one in Logan, one in Salt Lake City, and one in St. George. One of the key points of the bill is an emphasis on discipline for minor offenses, like truancy, taking place in schools rather than courts.
Part of the bill will have impact on schools, especially the secondary school system, I think, in dealing with truancy. The provision that, for example, that no longer allows a school to refer to juvenile court a student for truancy is a pretty significant deviation for the way those have been handled in the past by most districts.
Changes are also being made to what is considered an admissible offense, an offense for which youth can be admitted to detention facilities. 3 or more misdemeanors from 1 criminal event will no longer be grounds for admission. Neither will failure to appear in court for more than 12 months. However, any single misdemeanor involving weapons or harm to a person will now be grounds for admission, as will 4 Class A misdemeanors including lewdness and sexual battery. While the committee doesn't have any future public hearings scheduled, they'll continue to accept comments via email.
The information from those who actually do the work of the implementation is really helpful and critical in future legislative exercises to make sure that, if necessary, that we get it right going forward.
For information about the changes and how to submit your comments, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.